portions of This American Laugh with Aristotle Atari and Andy Harris, the improvised documentary podcast, are brought to you by listeners like yourself, our esteemed sponsors, and the all-powerful, all-knowing random sentence generator, which inspires the stories you're about to hear. Yes, whenever you hear this sound, the next sentence you hear is a random sentence provided by our revered, omnipotent random sentence generator. For more This American Laugh, listen to more episodes of This American Laugh, I guess. And now, your first random sentence.
As the asteroid hurtled towards Earth, Becky was upset. Her dentist appointment had been canceled. She'd been trying to get in for over 6 months. An aching tooth in the back of her mouth. It was a wisdom tooth that she had long left inside of her chompers.
All right, crew, I want everyone to sound off. Jeremy, are you here?
Yes.
Scott, are you here?
Yes.
Becky.
Yeah, what?
Okay, you're here. Just say here, please.
Yeah, Becky. I'm here. I still want to be here.
Thank you. Well, listen, team, we've got an asteroid coming straight for us. And if we don't buckle down and focus...
I need to get my tooth fixed.
Becky, this is something that you should have taken care of on your own.
I've had it in the books for 6 months. He knows.
Ain't nobody tell you to eat all that damn candy.
How does the asteroid know when you have a dentist appointment scheduled?
The candy's there because that's all you guys have at the food truck.
Becky, we're wasting valuable time.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I want you to just say here when I do roll call, and then I want you to just listen to my instructions. Is that so hard?
Yes, I'm here, and I wish I wasn't the only dynamite expert in this group.
Well, we need you.
Personally, I wish that you weren't the only one, too, but that's the way that it is.
My tooth hurts.
Becky, can you just please...
What?
Can you power through the tooth, please?
I've been powering through a lot, Dale.
Well, you know what?
Attitude.
We could talk about this offline whenever we're done knocking this asteroid out of the sky.
What does offline mean for you? We're talking, like, now, in front of people.
No, I'm talking about,
like, sidebar?
Yes, a sidebar.
This argument is derailing the subject.
Yes, it sure is. All right, here we go. First thing we're going to do is... Do you have the dynamite ready at least, Becky?
Yeah, it's my job.
Okay, we're going to gather the dynamite. We're going to put it inside the missile. And then we're going to aim it straight up at the... Becky, what's wrong?
No, continue what you're going to say. You just like, you don't know what we're going to do, do you?
So you're passing it along to me. Oh, no, of course I would.
Yeah, so then finish what you're going to say.
Of course I know what we're going to do.
Go for it, Dale.
We're going to aim the missile.
Uh-huh.
At the asteroid.
Okay.
I thought I was going to throw a piece of dynamite at the asteroid.
That's what the whole plan was.
No, what?
You know I played a little ball in college.
You think that you could throw dynamite all the way up to an asteroid?
I could when I was in college.
That's the plan because that buys me another 2-3 weeks to get my tooth taken care of.
We don't have 2 or 3 weeks.
Yes,
this asteroid is hurtling right towards the Earth. Currently.
I know that, Dale. We all know that. But if the asteroid gets close enough for him to throw the dynamite at it, then the problem is solved. Duh.
This is highly unusual.
No,
highly
not.
Irregular and highly unorthodox.
It's highly none of those things. They've made like 4 movies about the same thing.
About someone throwing dynamite at an asteroid, Becky? I think that throbbing tooth of yours is really kind of breaking your focus. I think you're misremembering what's happened in movies throughout history.
A little misogynistic if you ask me.
Well, what the hell?
You never told me I misremembered anything.
I misremember
stuff all the time.
Misogynistic.
All right.
The only person you remember misremembering is me, Becky. Not you, Dale.
Not me, Scott Peterson.
Becky, I just want to apologize.
I don't need an apology. I just need time to go get my tooth taken care of.
Once we knock this asteroid out of the sky, Scott throwing the dynamite, attempting to throw the dynamite.
3-step drop.
It was clear Becky had her priorities in order. Tooth number one, save the world number two. As the weeks went on, her promise to take care of the hurtling asteroid kept delaying and delaying so that she can get in the doctor's office and get the tooth taken care of.
I'm gonna get it done, okay?
Becky, we got lucky because the asteroid circumnavigated the Earth and it stayed in the sky temporarily.
So it took a little longer
than we anticipated.
That's part of my plan originally. Are we still here?
Because that miraculously...
Because part of my plan is to survive. Are we still here? Thank you.
Scott.
Yeah.
A little misogynistic. A
little bit.
A little bit.
You know what? I could call out the men, too.
Go for
it. Scott, you promised that you were going to throw that dynamite up to the sky and knock that asteroid out of the sky.
But I didn't need to. It circumvented around the Earth.
Just like I said it would. Thank you, Scott Peterson.
You're welcome.
If I had a dollar for every time I heard someone utter the words, thank you, Scott Peterson.
You would have $6.
Yes. Anyway, all right, well, listen, the asteroid is coming towards us again.
Yeah?
So what is your plan?
My plan is when it gets into the orbit within throwing range of Scott's arm,
mm-hmm.
we're going to throw the dynamite. It's going to be wrapped around a football, and he's going to throw it right down the middle. And then,
all right.
And then I'm going to detonate from here.
Okay.
That way we don't have to spend so much money on radio detonation, because now it's just going to be within distance, like a radio, like a race car, like a little RC race car. But it's going to be like a bomb. That blows up. Look, I gotta go get my teeth taken care of. Bye.
Dude.
2 days later.
So, Becky. Well,
mouth full of gauze.
I didn't know that they were gonna cram all that gauze in your mouth. I thought it was. Well,
he's a misogynistic.
But how was that?
You're never supposed to question how much gauze a woman has in her mouth.
Thank you.
I read this book called Lean In, and even though it's a book for women, it taught me a lot about things, too.
Thank
That's why I keep calling you out, sir.
Thanks, Scott Wilson.
You're welcome.
Number seven.
This is This American Laugh. I'm your host, Ari, with producer Andy. Our special guest contributor for this episode is Carl Tart, and our show... We're using a trusty sentence generator to bring you a story in three acts. This week's theme, Armageddon. Stay with us. Act one. She could hear him in the shower singing with a joy she hoped he'd retain after she delivered the news, which was not so great. She'd been holding on to this bad news for at least a week until she was ready to give it to him. And then there he was, listening from the shower, dripping wet. She had to give him the news.
The happiest man on earth. That's me. Yeah.
We need to talk.
About how good that song was?
That too.
Okay.
It's not a bad, it's a good song.
Okay. What's on your mind, babe?
Do you remember that trip that I went on with my girlfriend?
To Detroit.
To Detroit, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember I said that I was a big Detroit Lions fan?
Yes.
And then you remember when I went to the Detroit Lions fan club party?
Oh, the party that was organized by the president of the Detroit Lions fan club.
Detroit Lions.
Barry Sanders, did he sign your football?
He did more than just sign my football.
No, he signed your Detroit Lions pennant? Oh, that's great. Did you keep it?
He did more.
You didn't fold it up, did you? Because it's worth less if it's folded.
He did more than just sign my Detroit Lions pendant.
Did he take a selfie with you and Rebecca?
We took some selfies, and yeah, Rebecca was there.
Well, can I see them? Did you post them?
They're online.
It's in your phone?
It's on a website, which is another part of the thing that I have to tell you.
Okay. Just tell me the website, and I'm going to log in right now and watch the video.
Okay. So it's www.
Okay. www.
N-A-S.
Was there a dot?
Nope, I'm giving it all to you now. www. Correct.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. www.nas.
Yes.
T-Y.
Yes.
M-A-G-G-I-E. .com. C-U-M. NastyMaggie.com.
Wait a minute.
I'm Nasty Maggie. That's the double life I've been living.
Maggie.
I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah.
You know what? This might be self-torture, but I want to see what's on this website.
Go for it. Get on the website. You have a credit card?
Can I borrow your credit card real quick?
No, you got to use yours.
Let me use yours. My credit card is all the way in my wallet, over by the flowers that I got you, the welcome home flowers.
He decided to go get his credit card. He walked all the way to the flowers, got his wallet, got his credit card, all the way back, typed in all the numbers. It was a long Discover card number.
Okay.
And he charged himself $49.99 a month just so he could find out what was going in perpetuity.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, I can't believe that you got to meet Barry Sanders. What was he like?
Are you not mad about this?
I mean, yes, I'm furious, but
yeah.
What was he like? Just tell me.
He's nice.
While I pack my things, you tell me what he was like.
He was nice. He was very gentle, tender.
He was?
And he was very rough.
Somebody's at the door. You know what? Put a pin in that. I'm going to go see.
I get that reaction every time.
Mr. Sanders, welcome.
Please, call me Bear.
I
gave him our address because I don't know if you read the comments of the videos. People really liked it. That's how I pay for our home.
Is there going to be a part two of the video?
That's what he's here for.
I also brought you a box of fresh peaches from a fruit stand inside of the road.
Did you tell them I love peaches?
I did. Very good listener.
You're so thoughtful, but you're still in trouble, young lady.
Okay.
You mind if I cut one of these up? I'm a little hungry. It's been a long ride from Detroit.
I have one too.
Yeah, you want me to cut it up for you?
Yeah. I could use some comfort food right about now.
Where do you keep your knives?
In the knife drawer. That's the third one from the left.
Oh, great. I thought I was going to have to guess.
Second one from the right.
Awkward scenario, Kester. The man named Kevin, which we just established now, sitting with his wife's lover, eating peaches. To her shock, he was okay with being, what do they call that? Is that a cuckold? Is that what it's called? Talking to my producer, Andy.
Oh, yes. Yes, that is what that's called.
It's called cuckold?
Yes.
Hey, I don't know if you're much of a cheese guy, but peaches with burrata and a little bit of basil, delicious.
He's even a cuck.
He is a lovely man, but that doesn't make it any less hurtful. I'll tell you what, Barry Sanders.
Hold on, before you tell me, what? Take a bite of this.
Mm.
Huh? What do we think?
Heartbreakingly delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another part of this. So we were wondering if you would be interested and also investing in his restaurant.
Wait, no, I'm not going to invest it. What kind of restaurant is it?
Standard American Affaire. Ooh. With an Italian twist.
Oh, those are my two favorite genres.
Tell him the name.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I'm passing it off to you.
What is it? You ready for this?
I'm very ready.
It's called Barry's Boot Camp.
Barry's Boot Camp?
We had a little bit of trouble with legally because there's another Barry.
There's another Barry.
Is there?
Barry Obama. Oh. That's who runs that other one.
Right.
And you would be a majority owner.
Really?
Yeah.
51%?
Mm-hmm.
At least.
That's how kind I am.
At very least.
It's the least I could do after what I did to your wife on camera.
Several times.
Which is earning us money.
Hi. I am formerly the husband of the bride. I was invited here to make a toast. Wow, I never thought this day would come.
Say something.
Rebecca.
Who's Rebecca?
You.
Oh, yeah.
My ex-wife.
Nasty Maggie's my aunt.
I'm sorry, right, Nasty
it's
Maggie.
Okay. It's okay. Just
I can't believe you did this, but if there had to be somebody that you did this with, I'm just glad it was Hall of Fame running back, former Detroit Lions star, Bear Sanders.
Is somebody cutting onions in here? Because I'm getting teary-eyed. Hey, you've become one of my best friends over this process.
But me? No. You. No. We've shared so much, so many things, so many women.
Also, I am cutting onions. Who's asking of me?
Me, Barry Sanders.
Yeah, you hired me because I went to the American restaurant with Italian twist.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the chef.
Thank you so much. I'm going back.
Bernicio, I'm coming back here. I want to talk to you for just a second.
What have I started now?
Bernicio!
Oh, my God.
You don't remember me telling you to not cut the onion in front of the guests, so close proximity to the guests, and now you got them crying and complaining about the onion.
He's also my boss.
Just keep the food in the kitchen.
You guys okay?
Nothing. I'm just trying to do my job. I didn't know this was going to turn into a bigger beat.
Mr. Barry Sanders, I want to apologize on behalf of Benicio. I tell him many times to not go chop an onion in front of the guests in close proximity to the but he do it anyway.
I actually like it. One thing that I like represented at my wedding is Italian hard work.
Thank you. I come to this country with nothing in my pocket but $5,000. That's it.
That's not a ton of money.
It's not.
$5,000, that's a lot of money. If
nothing in New York.
Not in New York?
Yeah.
You could run out of that money at any time.
Oh, yes, most definite, because I also love to go to strip clubs. It's a problem.
That's a problem.
It's a problem. Which is why I have a job now, so that I can work in front of Mr. Sanders, cut onions, and avoid the gun strippers.
Benicio?
Yeah?
You like strip clubs. You like work.
Why not work at a strip club?
Why not work at a strip club?
I never thought of this.
The buffets at a strip club.
Yeah.
Those are very onion-heavy food most of the time.
Yeah.
And the way you cut those onions, and I know you can do other things. I hired you at my restaurant.
You know other things I cannot do?
Well, I love your Italian hamburger.
Thank you so much. This is what got me the job.
Yes. I love your Italian pizza.
Which is
Italian-American style pizza.
With the American cheese and the ketchup and the Lunchables.
The Lunchables, yes. The Lunchables pizza, yes.
Yes.
Love that.
That also got me the job.
That's what did it for me. When you laid out all those plates, I said, I want this guy at Barry's Boot Camp.
Yes.
I think we could go into business together. And I've got a person who would love to invest in this business.
Who?
It's my old buddy who used to be married to my wife.
As long as I can have at least a 51% share in the company, I will follow you into the gates of hell, Mr. Barry Sanders.
How about 52%?
He's a confusing love triangle, but I like it.
This is the greatest and also the worst day of my life.
Hey, Mr. Barry Sanders.
Please.
How is it going to work for me to go to strip club?
You'll be working there, so you can come out and toss onions at all the ladies.
All right, all right, all right. Coming up on the main stage, we've got Samantha. And get those dollar bills high in the air. Get them high, get them high, get them high. And Bernicio, get those onions high in the air. Get them high, get them high. That's right, Bernicio.
He's so fast.
He loves tossing onions at the lady.
Barry Sanders.
Yes, sir.
Conceptually, it's a really good idea.
Yeah?
I love the idea. Stripper come, I like a cut of onions. Stripper come, I cut a many onions, I throw inside. They like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem.
Huh?
I can't cut the onions that fast.
Benicio.
What?
When we first went into this business together, you told me that you could cut onions faster than anybody this side of the Italian Mississippi.
Also, I lied a little.
I can't cut you out now because we actually went into this business together and you do have stake legally.
I know. You bought the building. You hired all the girls. A lot of went into this concept,
yeah.
Which to me was very paper thin, if you ask me. But I went with it because it's strippers and I said, okay.
Yeah. Stripway, where you cut onions and put other ingredients of Subway sandwiches on the ladies. Candy.
Cut the girls. I know.
All right, fellas, welcome to Stripway. And first of all, I want to apologize for Samantha's onions coming in so cold. I apologize on Belicio's behalf for his inability to get those onions up on the stage fast enough. I've been assured by Belicio that when Cassandra comes up, he's going to toss those onions up on the stage as fast as you ever see. So ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and get those dollars high in the air for Cassandra. Come on, Belicio. Benicio, don't you ruin this, right? Benicio!
Onions in the air! There! These are all the only onions in the world! You're not satisfied?
Hey, Benicio, can I speak to you offline for just a minute?
Sure.
Hey, Benicio, what the hell, man?
What's up, Todd?
Don't you what's up, Todd, me? I thought that you said that you were going to go home, you're going to practice tossing those onions up on the stage, and you were going to get them up on the stage lickety-split!
You telling me what's the problem? I do it this time.
Still a little too slow is all I'm trying to say.
Hey, I go faster.
All right, fellas, welcome to Stripway. Where the girls get in free.
Longer,
longer. Okay, hey, welcome, Bethany, to the main stage. Get those onions on. Whoa, Benicio. Well done, you got those onions up on the stage faster than I could say Bethany's name, Benicio.
It's the first time and the last time. I'm sorry,
Benicio, don't go.
I beat off more than I can chew.
Benicio, please don't go.
Okay, I stay.
Oh, God, oh, God, thank God.
Okay.
Coming up, Act 2. But first, a word from our esteemed sponsors. Stay with us. Act 2, the interview. Carl Tart. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me, Army. This is great.
How long have you been listening to the show?
I've been listening to the show since I first received the episode.
Which was when?
August?
Of 2021.
17.
Oh.
I think I heard him say 2017.
I thought he said 2017.
Yeah. Oh, do you August? Remember what happened in that episode?
Yeah, what happened?
What happened in that episode?
Yeah, what was your favorite part of that episode?
Oh, let me think here. In that episode, I heard three bears putting on a show.
Are you talking about like the animatronic bears? Yeah, I think we have that in our archives.
There it is. Yeah, sure.
All right, kids, who is ready to rock and roll? Rock and roll. Are you ready to rock and roll? Wait a minute, Gregory. Have you seen our bass player? Hello! Ba-doom, boom, 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 boom. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
It was a very good
episode.
No, it wasn't.
It doesn't make much sense.
There's a little confusion.
When I made that episode, I was like, what is that about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Carl, tell us a little about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from Pascagoula, Mississippi originally, but I grew up here in Los Angeles, California.
What part of California?
West LA.
Nice.
That's what I claim.
You're a comedian.
I am.
Tell us a little about your comedy background.
I started at the Second City. Yeah. 2 years, and then I went over to UCB, performed there for a while.
Nice.
Performed in Amsterdam for a while, this group called Boom Chicago.
Very, very well-renowned Boom Chicago.
Yeah, sure.
I love that. We're one of the best improv troops in the world, I think.
Second best, besides us.
Yeah. How long were you in Amsterdam?
Just for 1 year.
Did you partake in any of the...
any of the accoutrement?
You describe some of it for us.
Dutch food is pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
There's women there. There's the red light district. There's coffee shops that serve marijuana.
What's red light? What does that mean?
I did not partake in any of that. Number one, the marijuana is better in Los Angeles, California.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Reggie over there, mid.
We actually have trying some of the marijuana in Amsterdam in our archives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear it.
I'm Dutch person, so this is me giving you marijuana.
All right. Let's try it.
I hope you like it.
Now, hold on. Now,
yeah, you sure?
Yos. Yos is your name, correct?
My name is Yos, yes.
Okay. Now, you know, Yos,
yes,
that I'm from California.
California. You were telling me earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The home of Snoop Dogg.
Home of Snoop Dogg. And you said you grew up in West Los Angeles, correct?
West Los Angeles, yeah. California.
I am jealous. I know this.
Now, Yos, don't serve me no bullshit ass weed, okay?
No.
This is going to blow your head off.
Yes.
Pater?
Bullshit, Pater.
Yos and Pater.
Yeah.
This is going to blow his head off.
I know, Pater. I told him that before, yes.
Okay.
You better blow my head off.
Blow it off your head.
This is called Nighttime Armageddon, and it will blow your head clean off of your bodies.
And it's like what you call indica there, maybe?
Whichever one is the scarier one, this is what this is.
Okay.
It's time-released hybrid, so it starts out with some indica, yes? And then by the time you're asleep, sativa kick in.
Okay. All right, let's see.
Start.
Here we go.
Ooh. He did it.
Oh!
Do we need to call 911?
Absolutely not.
What?
This shit was weak, man.
What?
Wow. I'm telling you now that I'm not appreciate this your attitude about our marijuana here. Our business has been here for a long time.
We should give him the stronger one.
Give it to me.
This one is called Sweet Fancy Christmaker.
Sweet Fancy Christmaker.
Sweet Fancy Christmaker will blow your head off of your shoulders into the street, and you will have to run into the street and gather your head and put it back onto your body. That is how strong.
Here we go. Another weak one. Man, what is going on over here?
What is going on with you?
I'm an American.
I think that we should give him the strongest one we have.
Listen, fellas, I don't think it's working out here. Let me just get one of these strobe waffles and a milk.
I don't want to try the third one.
We can try it. I won't be rude. Because I know what y'all think about Americans.
This third one is called Rancid
Fuckface.
Rancid Fuckface. And rancid it fuckface will blow your head. You will be launching your head into the skies, and you will have to get in a spaceship and go up to the sky and get your head, and then you will have to take the head and put it back. Hear me out.
All right.
You will have to retrieve your head. You would double check, make sure it's your head and not somebody else's who may have also tried rancid fuckface. But then you see, yes, this is my head. You come back to art. You put it back on your head. It's very strong. Try it.
All right. Here we go. Ooh, this shit stinks. Smells like rancid fuckface. All right. Yep. Once again, my head is still on my body.
It's clear that the weed that was being sold at this weed cafe wasn't anywhere close to what Carl Tart had in West LA.
Yeah, I think that's what we're...
That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Carl, tell us a little bit more about your escapades as a comedian.
That was the most interesting experience I had. But since then, you know, written on a couple shows, run on Mad TV.
A few people, maybe we all know, you know, Colton Dunn.
Yes, Colton Dunn is my guy.
Very good guy, very funny.
Very good guy, very funny. I wrote on Ghosted and with Craig Robinson and Adam Scott.
Nice.
I wrote on Brooklyn Nine-Nine for a while. I wrote on...
Very well ran. How did you even hear about us?
How'd I hear about y'all?
Yeah.
I've been wanting to get on this show since I heard it for the first time.
Stop fucking with us.
I've been wanting to be here.
Stop bullshitting. How do you know about us?
Eyes.
I have been, as soon as I heard this, I said, I need to be there to tell my story.
So what are you working on these days?
Well, I just got done with the Kenan show. Kenan, starring Kenan Thompson and Chris Redd.
I know that guy.
Yeah, you know those couple of dudes. And then I just filmed my own show that I'm an actor on called Grand Crew, which will be on Tuesday nights on NBC starting in December 14th.
Rekha Shankar, a previous guest, writes for that show.
Yes,
she writes for the show. Yeah.
Rekha's the homegirl.
I'm very impressed. I feel like you're the most qualified guest we've ever had.
Oh, that's nice of you to say.
On the show.
Easily.
Yeah, we've had all kinds of, well, no slight to those people. They're really great. I don't remember who any of them are.
Definitely more qualified than me. Well, I was hoping to be able to make this about myself.
You usually do.
Yeah.
Do you have any hobbies?
Hobbies? Okay. This is an exclusive.
Yep.
I haven't talked about this, but it's been a hobby that I've been doing for a long time. I started it right before the pandemic.
Right.
I am a DJ.
Nice.
And also, I do a lot of podcasting, and I like to play basketball and baseball. I used to like to play football, but...
And how do you like doing the DJing thing?
It's really fun.
What kind of music do you usually play?
You know, I am a big fan of 1980s, like, R&B, new wave style music.
I don't know why my brain went to, like, techno kind of, like, house music.
You know, I just recently completed the house level at the DJ school I go to, and it was very, very hard. And it was very hard. It was very hard level. So I don't think I'm going to be spinning no house music.
It's like trying to match the beats.
Beat matching in house is tough because a lot of them don't have steady BPMs, and also they don't have like in a hip hop song or an R&B song or a country song or a rock song. You got your 8,
right,
your 16, and your 8. And you know where to beat match. You know where to drop in. You know where to do that type of stuff. With house music, a lot of those songs don't have you. It's really about listening and mapping out the song at house. And I'm lazy.
Who is your teacher?
His name is DJ Rhetmatic. He's one of the world famous beat junkies.
Was that for the house music thing?
That's for all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And also DJ Dynamics.
Now we actually have the DJ school, your exam. For mixing house music.
And apparently you had a classmate who was trying to cheat on your test. We have that.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, dude, let me see what are you doing on your test?
Hey, eyes on your own turntables.
Oh, no, dude, whatever, dude.
Listen, man.
I just want to know, like, look, my parents put me in this. This is my last chance. If I don't do well in this class or this school, I get kicked out. I'm going straight to skateboarder school, man, and I don't want that.
That seems like to fit more your vibe. Why don't you
want to
do that?
Because I don't want to go to skateboarder school. Are you kidding me? That's for losers. I'm going to be a DJ.
Listen, man, you can't copy off of what I'm doing. I'm already struggling with this level very much.
So. Excuse me. Less chit-chatting, more studying for the beat matching test.
Yes, Frau.
Thank you.
DJ teacher Frau is like a fucking asshole.
Yeah, I can't stand her ass.
She's terrible, but she's really talented though.
Thank you.
Also, her ears are insane.
Her ears?
She hears everything.
I heard that.
No, it's yours. Dad's, dude.
No, can I look at my dad?
Oh, dude.
Because I need to be original, okay? I tried to pick 4 songs that nobody else would pick in this class.
Originality is a fucking concept. It's not even real, dude. Have you ever seen the YouTube videos called Everything is Remixed?
Nine! What am I hearing? I am hearing whispering. You think I don't hear it, but I hear it. Study for the beat matching exam.
Dr. Teacher Frau.
Yes?
I got a question for you. How have you maintained this level of hearing after being in so many clubs for all these years and with all those loudspeakers? You hear everything.
That's your deal, is like you just kiss ass and that's how you get all good grades?
Oh, stop it. I'm not kissing nobody's ass.
Can I just say, Carl? This is your name, right? Carl?
That's it.
I really appreciate students like you. You could all stand to take a page from Carl's playbook. Kiss up, study hard, match the beats, get out.
Listen, Dr. Teacher Frau, can I talk to you over here for a second? You just made me think of something.
Huh?
Shot in the dark. You want to like grab food sometime?
I thought you'd never ask.
I know it's inappropriate. We can wait until I graduate.
It is frowned upon to date students during the term. However, once you graduate, we can do what we want.
How old are you?
39.
Okay.
Do I look older?
I mean, yeah, yeah. You,
be honest.
Your vibe is older than that.
Is it?
Yeah, and I'm a bit of a gray chaser.
Well, I've got good news for you. There is some gray.
3 months later.
Hello?
Hi, I need to talk to Mrs. DJ Frau, teacher Frau.
This is DJ Frau, teacher Frau speaking. Who may I be asking who is calling me?
My name is Leslie Tart. Do you know who I am, ma'am?
Oh, shot in the dark, are you related to...
I'm Carl
Tart. You're Bill Carl?
Yes.
Oh, no. What is this about?
Are you having sex with my son?
Currently, the answer is no.
That teacher apparently went to jail.
Wow, that was...
Yeah, Carl Tart. What should we look out for besides your TV show?
My group, the big team, will be at Sketchfest. We are formerly known as White Women. We are now called the big team. We'll be at Sketchfest on January 8th. At the Gateway Theater in San Francisco. San Francisco Sketchfest. Why didn't I say that? SF Sketchfest. San Francisco Sketchfest. January 8th at 10:30 p.m. at the Gateway Theater. So if you're going to be in that area, pull up on us.
I like Sketchfest.
But also watch Grand Crew Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock on NBC.
Grand Crew Tuesday nights, NBC.
8 p.m. 7 Central.
7 Central. Be there. Thank you, Carl Tart, for taking the time to come to our studio and grace us with your... presence.
Thank you for having me.
Who are you texting right now?
Nobody.
Coming up, Act 3. But first, a word from our sponsors who make this high-quality program possible. Stay with us. Act 3. He had a vague sense that the trees gave birth to dinosaurs. At least this was the logic he was running with. He had just gotten a job as a history teacher. Didn't have any credentials. He lied on his transcripts and his resume. But yet there he was, teaching 7th grade history.
Alright class, we're gonna get started. Let's see, 7th grade history. Ha! Woo. Didn't think this day would come.
You're sweating a lot, Mr. T.
Please, you can call me Mr. Terrence Man.
It ain't even that hot in here.
Yeah, Mr. Terrence. What's up,
you
dude?
You guys aren't warm?
No.
You guys aren't warm?
It's Chicago in January.
Pretty warm in here. Pretty warm. So.
You got sweat stains in your pits and your...
Because I'm warm. I just can't believe you fellas aren't warm. It's warm.
Mr. Terrence.
I'm freezing.
Yes, yes.
Can I go to the bathroom?
I don't know. Can you?
Yo, yeah, can I go to the bathroom too? please?
Whoa, why do you both have to use the bathroom at the same time? Wait, you're not trying to skip class because I seem a little green, are you? Are you?
That's not why we're trying to skip class.
What? No, he said skip class. I actually have to go to the bathroom.
I'll tell you what. Let me get through the first couple minutes of my lesson.
I'm going to go use the bathroom while you do that first part of this, and then...
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's not what I said. That, wait, where are you going? No, don't
oh,
go.
Oh, bathroom.
Don't go. No, don't go.
Thanks
no,
for
no,
being go. So don't, concerned. Don't go. See you later.
Please don't go. Please don't go.
If you let him go, I got
to
go.
Can I talk to you up here at my desk for just one moment? Class, everybody, just hang tight. Real quick. Real quick. Just going to have a little conversation with here with your fellow student here.
What is it, Mr. Terrence Howard?
Okay, listen, I don't have much time. What kind of things are you expecting a history teacher to teach you on a day like today?
Well, of course, today is Dinosaur Day.
It is?
And I need to know where they came from. Okay. Because I just can't understand it. Dinosaur. How did they get here? I know where we came from.
Yeah, dinosaurs. Okay, dinosaurs. Where dinosaurs came from. Thank you. Back to your seat, please. I'm going to get started.
But I said I got to go to the bathroom. Okay, I got to sit down.
I'll let you go in just a minute. Once
Mr. Terrence Howard.
All right, today, dinosaurs.
Yeah,
so scary, right? So scary. Where did dinosaurs come from? How did they get made of Oh, hello. Hold on one second. Class, everybody just hang tight. Somebody's at the door. Yep.
Mr. Terrence Howard, can you step outside?
Class, one moment, okay? I'm going to continue my compelling lecture.
Class, don't worry. He's not in trouble.
Oh, he gets to leave, but I can't go to the bathroom.
Hey, Martinez, don't mess with me right now.
All right, fair enough.
Sit down.
Please don't hassle Martinez. He's really helping me out of a jam today. Yes, Mr. Galveston, what can I do for
you? When I hired you to be a history teacher here,
You told me you went to Harvard.
I did.
You told me you went to
dinosaur school.
Man, you don't know anything about anything in the class.
No.
We've been watching from afar. We, you know, we do have cameras in the classes, so we have been watching the lesson plans that you're putting out.
All right, listen. Education in history cannot be rushed, okay? It has to be eased into by the student. And that's what I'm doing. I'm easing into the day's lesson. Just because I'm not covering everything right away doesn't mean I don't know what
Listen
I'm
to me, Mr.
about.
Terrence Howard. You got a week to get these students into shape.
Okay.
That dinosaur test is coming. If they don't score above what they're supposed to score as the district requirements... As far as their dinosaur education, you're out of a job. Do you understand?
All right.
And then I got to put these kids, and I got to put them back in the grade that they're in, which is...
Seventh
grade.
They're in seventh grade currently.
Galveston out.
Okay.
We cut to the exam.
Oh, man, this is easy. This is easy, bro.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, God, thank God.
You taught us everything we need to know, Mr. Terrence Howard.
Good.
Dinosaurs came from trees. The sap nutted out of the trees and created dinosaur eggs.
Oh, shit. Is that what I said?
That's what you told us.
That's what I told you.
You said the tree nutted sap.
Okay.
It created dinosaurs.
No. Erase that. I don't think that's... Oh, God.
Mr. Galveston, we got the results of all the tests. Look, the kids scored tremendously well, sans this one kid, Martinez. We're going to just completely ignore that one. But everybody else.
What?
But here's the problem.
Yeah.
We think they cheated.
Oh.
Yep.
No, my students.
There's no way these kids know that much about dinosaurs. They clearly cheated, and we think you helped them. There's a district representative here with me, too. Mr. Schwartzman.
I am Mr. Schwartzman. I am the district representative.
Can I talk to you guys for a second?
Which one?
Your name is...
Who?
Both of y'all.
The principal and the district representative?
Yeah, Mr. Galveston and Mr. Schwartzman.
Yeah.
My name is Alfredo Martinez.
Yeah, we know who you are.
Oh, great.
We've been watching you for a while.
So I know it's a little early. It's only seventh grade, but I'm really interested in going to college early. And I feel like, thanks to the teaching that I've gotten from Mr. Terrence Howard, that I can do it. I want to skip high school.
Son, do you have any idea the kind of tests we'd have to proctor for you to take that into consideration?
I'm ready for it. I'm telling you, ask me any question in the world. I'll give you the answer.
Mr. Martinez, if you don't mind, I'd like to kind of sidebar, speak offline with the principal for just one moment.
All right.
If you don't mind.
I'll be doing a beat on this locker.
Listen to me. Listen. Galveston, listen. We get this kid's numbers up and he gets past high school, that's going to boost the whole district. Then we'll finally get the government funding we've been looking for.
This school's future is going to hinge on Martinez?
I think it might. Can you imagine the accolades this school would get? All right, listen, Martinez, come here.
What's up, y'all?
We're going to help you out here.
Help me out by doing what?
We're going to help you cheat on the...
Cheat on the test?
Yeah, on the test.
I don't need to do that, man. My teacher is Mr. Terrence Howard.
You can do it on your own?
Yes, I can do the test on my own. I've been telling you to ask me a question so you know how smart I am.
Okay.
Ask him the questions that are going to help him skip the grade. It's pretty simple.
Okay.
Question number one.
How many millions of years ago was the Cretaceous period?
The Cretaceous period took place in 1976 when they started Olive Garden.
Several things about what he said incorrect. Question number two. What caused the annihilation of the entire species of dinosaur?
The trees nutted and the nut was too strong for the dinosaurs, but they was drinking it.
Sound logic to me.
I mean, I know, but I think it might have actually been a asteroid! There's an asteroid coming right at us!
Epilogue.
All right, everybody, team meeting. Becky, your mouth healed?
Yes.
Okay, well, we got an asteroid coming right at us.
That's an offensive question to ask a woman.
It's not. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Just asking if her mouth is okay.
It sounded sexually suggestive.
Hold on. Let me get the door, Becky. I'm not done with you.
Hey.
Yes, hello.
I don't know if you guys know me or recognize me. My name is Barry Sanders.
The Hall of Fame running back from...
I don't watch football.
Detroit Lions?
In the flesh.
Mr. Sanders, how can I be of service to you?
I just wanted to come in because I heard you guys were doing some very great work here.
Yeah.
Involving the asteroid that's coming to Earth.
Yeah.
And I got a business proposition for you.
What?
A strip club that serves moon rocks, you know, as like souvenirs.
Right.
Called Arma Stripping.
As long as I can have a 52% stake in the company.
We can talk about that. Also, the women never expose their arms.
Arma Stripping.
Barry Sanders, I love that idea. Would you like to have sex with my wife?
I thought you'd never ask.
I was gonna, and I did.
Producer Andy and our special guest contributor, Carl Tart. I'm your host, Ari, and this was This American Laugh with Aristotle Tari. and Annie Harris. Join us next time.
This American Laugh with Aristotle Atari and Andy Harris can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can also find us on Instagram at This American Laugh and on Twitter at American Laugh with three H's. That's American Laugh with three H's.